Chapter: How to Read This Book. This book is not a novel. You don't have to read it cover to cover in one evening. It's not for that. There's a lot of pain in it. One chapter after another. Hit after hit. That is how my life was. And that is how the book is written. I did not smooth it over, did not dilute it, did not make it pretty. Because pretty would have been a lie, and I write the truth. But truth can be heavy. And if you recognize yourself in these pages, it will be twice as heavy. So, a few words on how to handle it. Stop. If your body tightens, if your throat catches, if tears come, or the opposite, everything inside goes empty and quiet. Stop. This is not weakness. This is the body saying, I remember. Put the book down. Breathe. Feel your feet on the floor. Come back when you're ready. The book is not going anywhere. Don't read at night. Seriously. Especially if you have insomnia, anxiety, or you're in a hard period right now. This book raises what lies deep. And deep things are best raised in daylight, when you have resources. The book has 5 parts. The first, childhood. This is the foundation. Without it, the rest doesn't make sense. This will be hard. The second, adult life. How childhood patterns were played in relationships, career, motherhood. This will feel like recognition. The third, recovery. A CA steps. What helped, what didn't. This will be concrete. The fourth, the map. Insights and tools. For those who want to know, what do I do? The fifth, a fairy tale. A girl walks through a forest and meets animals, her inner parts. This is not fantasy. It is the same story, but in a different language. A language where shame is not as frightening and truth is easier. It also works with the unconscious and reprograms on a symbolic level. Just read without analyzing. Do not skip the fairy tale. The fairy tale is what everything was written for. It is the place where all the parts, fear, rage, shame, control, emptiness, get a voice. And for the first time, they are not at war with each other. If you recognize yourself in the autobiography, in the fairy tale, you will see how to live with it. If you are in crisis, if you are at the place where I was, we thought me, with a knife on a balcony in an empty apartment, this book will not replace help. Call, write, go to a meeting, find one person you can tell the truth to. The book will wait. You won't. If there is no one to reach out to, write to me, faithwithinyou@hotmail.com. If you recognize yourself, that is normal. It doesn't mean you are broken. It means you can see. And seeing is already the first step, not toward healing, toward no longer carrying this alone.